I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Governor Gretchen Whitmer has defined a plan to roll back COVID-19 restrictions based on the percentage of Michigan's adult population that is vaccinated. The governor outlined that plan earlier today in Lansing. Here's some highlights of her comments.
First, let's chart our path out of the pandemic with some top-line metrics. There are approximately 8 million Michiganders 16 and up. Our goal remains equitably vaccinating 70% of this group, which would be roughly 5.67 million people. So far, just over 4 million have gotten their first shots. That's great. And of that 4 million, 2.9 are fully vaccinated, meaning they are 2 weeks out from their second shots of Pfizer or Moderna or from the single shot of J&J. Now, I want to introduce the My Vac to Normal Challenge. Yes, Vac to Normal, which is our plan to reach vaccination goal and emerge from this pandemic. Let's walk through the steps so we can take a look and see the metrics that we need to hit to get Michigan Vac to Normal and have the summer we all crave. Step one, 2 weeks after 4.5 million Michiganders, or 55% of our eligible population, have received their first shot, we will lift the state's requirement for employers to require remote work when feasible. I want to thank the Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity, their Return to Office Work Group, and the many business leaders, labor leaders, health experts who participated for their recommendations. I'm also grateful for the Federal Occupational Health and Safety Administration for taking the lead to keep workplaces safe. We'll make sure that our rules remain consistent with national standards. At our current rate, we will likely reach 55% by the end of next week, meaning we could reach step one just 2 weeks later, before the end of May. But it's counting on all of us to keep pushing to make sure we get vaccinated. Step two, 2 weeks after we hit 4.9 million Michiganders, or 60%, have received their first shot, we'll increase indoor capacity at sports stadiums, conference centers, banquet halls, and funeral homes to 25%. We'll increase capacity limits at gyms to 50%, and we'll lift the curfew on bars and restaurants. For this step and the next, MDHHS may delay implementation in a certain region if the 7-day average of new cases is greater than 250 a day per million Michiganders. We believe this is unlikely, but it's an important safety valve if something unexpected were to happen. Step three, 2 weeks after 5.3 million Michiganders, or 65%, have received their first shot, we'll lift all indoor capacity limits, only requiring social distancing between parties, and relax the limits on residential social gatherings. And finally, step four, 2 weeks after 5.7 million Michiganders, or 70%, have received their first shot, we'll lift the MDHHS gathering and face masks order. MDHHS will no longer impose broad mitigation measures unless an unanticipated circumstance arises, such as the spread of vaccine-resistant variants. That is Team Michigan's challenge. Let's get back to normal.
That's Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer with a look at what's happening in our community. For Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.